You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I believe in rainbows and puppy dogs and fairy tales. And I believe in the family. Mom, Dad, Grandma. And I believe in 8 of the 10 commandments. And I believe in going to church every Sunday unless there's a game on. And I believe in equality. Equality for everyone. No matter how stupid they are or how much better I am than they are. People say I'm crazy for believing this, but I believe that robots are stealing my luggage. And lastly, I believe that of all the evils on this earth, there is nothing worse than the music you're listening to right now.
You're ready to replace the needle on the WMDX turntable.
Yeah, the stylus is getting worn out.
Well, now it
gotta
is.
Check the cartridge, everything. 92.7 WMDX. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, yeah. Sam Davison in the control room there, pushing the buttons and switches. Good morning. It's Thursday, March 6th.
Well, what a gorgeous morning this has turned out to be, huh?
I know.
Nothing out, like yesterday.
Looking out the WMDX window, it's nice and clear out there. And moving. Traffic is moving smoothly.
It's so nice that WMDX allowed us to have a window.
If all only right. That window would open for
yes.
Some fresh air. That's
yes,
the only
it would
thing.
Have been nice to have
it's
a,
not a complaint.
A
it's just a suggestion.
If they had a screen or something,
it would be nice. Right? It would be nice. Yeah, that's all right.
But those are the old days when they had windows with screens.
Right. Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
No. They're afraid people will jump out of the window. That's why they don't have these open windows and these tall skyscrapers like the one that WMDX is located in.
Yeah, we're up here on the second floor, so got a great view of the sidewalk and the the pavement out there. Can't see the Capitol, even though it's right around the corner.
Yeah, isn't that weird? It's
half a block up
it's
there.
Strange. We can't see the Capitol from here.
I know.
But we're there.
We're here.
The snow isn't really evident down here on State Street. No. So come on down. If you've got snow in your yard, come on downtown. There isn't a lot of snow here.
But there are some icy patches because that snow melted and then froze overnight. And so watch out for the icy patches.
Death by parking lot. Remember that? Brittany Merlot. That's
right. Yeah, that was her phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just be very careful out there. It's 24 degrees. Should we check out the high temperature for today? What do we have? Do we have the lottery ball machine? Can we do that or do we want to save that for tomorrow? Okay. How about the roulette wheel?
What? Oh, okay. All right. Let's do the roulette wheel.
Okay. WMDX marbles rolling around there. And, 41 for a high today.
Unbelievable.
I know.
This is fantastic.
It's going to be beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes.
A lot of sunshine today, too. So that's good. It's 10 minutes past the hour.
Yeah, I've got this big pond out in the middle of my yard now.
Really?
Yeah.
You have drainage problems, or is that just because we had that snow and then it melted and we had rain?
The ground is still a little bit frozen, so when the snow melts, creates these big pools of water and mud. And I was thinking to myself, why don't I just go out and get some grass seed and throw it out in the mud?
See what happens?
Yeah, see what happens.
That's not a bad idea.
It should integrate into the soil a little bit because of the mud.
Can't hurt anything.
No, and the birds can't really get out there in the water or walk around in the mud.
Does that area of your lawn always do this, it gets ponded? And
Well, yeah.
It's a lot of rain?
There's not a lot of grass out there, and that's where we kind of play with the Kraken, my border collie.
Yeah.
Boy, she is tough on her play balls. I'll tell you, she just rips them apart.
Really?
Amazing stuff. But anyway, yeah, I'm thinking, if that's a way to do it. But maybe I should talk to a landscaper about it.
Yeah. We mentioned yesterday, and it was in our promo, that today is, I'm going to give away one of our national days.
Wear a dress day.
Yeah, national. So it's nice to see that you're wearing that chiffon prom dress that you have in the back of your closet.
Well,
looks good
I've
on you.
I've always wanted
strapless
to put it
number.
On.
It's very nice. I chose, my little black dress, and I got the heels matching that. Sam?
I think it does amazing things for your eyes.
Thank you. Sam, what did you choose today?
Nice little white sundress on.
Oh, that's nice. Beautiful. Well, it's National Dress Day.
It's a little chilly wearing it in this weather.
That's okay. Well, let's get to the rest of the National Day calendar and see what is it or is it not. Is it National Slam the Scam Day? National Oreo Cookie Day? Is it National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day? National Pot Pie Day? National Frozen Food Day? Or National Dentist Day? Which one of those days does not belong, John Peterson?
It's not National Dentist Day?
Well, you're wrong. It is National Dentist Day.
All right.
Yeah, you lose.
That was going to be my guess. Now I don't know what to guess because I wasn't paying attention to the
other
ones.
Of course.
Well, it's not National Umbrella Day.
I didn't mention National Umbrella Day.
Well, I thought maybe you would have fallen for that.
And... No. It's.
You're right. It isn't National Umbrella Day.
See,
okay.
Right.
All right. It's not National Pot Pie Day.
Pot pie.
I love pot pies.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can take one about once every 3 months.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's my schedule.
Yeah.
They make some really good ones now. They've improved the quality.
Marie Callender has these giant pot pies.
Yeah.
They're good.
It's too much.
Every once in a while, they have a whole string of them that are kind of chewy. The meat is a little gristly. Normally, they're very, very good.
You guys eat store-bought pot pies?
Yeah.
Well, do you make them homemade at home?
Well, that's what I've always done.
I'm sure you have.
Seriously?
I mean, not me personally, I moved out from my parents. But growing up, we only had homemade pot pie.
Well, yes, it's nice having your parents make them for you. God, I was going to ask for your crust recipe.
It is National Slam the Scam Day. What's this all about? This has something to do with Consumer Protection Week this week. Is that something that even exists anymore?
Well,
they closed that department down.
We don't need that.
National Slam the Scam Day falls on the Thursday during Consumer Protection Week this week. The day is an initiative to raise public awareness by helping the public to combat Social Security-related scams. Oh, it's specific to Social Security. Scammers are counting on you being uninformed of their deceptive tactics. So the goal of this National Day is to get you informed on scammer tactics so you don't fall prey to their schemes.
Wow.
Yeah. Really? So just be aware of that. If you think being scammed,
That's a big story, by the way.
Call the police.
It was a big story. That was part of Trump's speech. Where he lit into Social Security fraud, which doesn't exist. Okay, they're setting us up to make cuts, and that's the story.
Yeah, that's right. We mentioned it's National Dress Day.
What's the point of this thing?
Well, dresses have been worn for hundreds of years, John.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they come in a variety of shapes and designs, from long, mini, fit and flare to the ball gown and the A-line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. There are many ways to celebrate. Sam, you have something to say?
Well, I just have a little beef. there's so many different...
Is it a beef pot pie?
So a while back, I got a sewing machine, right?
Yeah.
Of course you did. Why wouldn't you?
There's so many different kinds and designs for women's clothes, mm-hmm. but there's not for men's clothes. Like a couple weeks ago, I was at Joann's because they're closing
because
down.
Because they're shutting down?
Yeah.
Did you go there to try to get a sewing machine?
Well, Sophia's big into knitting now, so we were looking for yarn. But I was looking at everything else they have there. They sell patterns and whatnot.
Yeah.
They've got all of these assortments of patterns for women's clothes and nothing at all for men's clothes. What am I supposed to make with this sewing machine?
That's right.
No.
Well, you're supposed to be into superheroes yet, and you're supposed to make your own costume.
Oh, that's a good idea. I should make a costume for myself.
Absolutely.
They didn't have anything for, like, shirts? Or
well, they had, like, basic dress shirts, but, like, nothing that I couldn't just go and buy myself.
Right. Hmm. For a lot less.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife went down there, too, to get a sewing machine, but there weren't really any good ones left. Hmm. My son wants to create his own superhero costumes still at this point. He's still into it. And a friend of my wife's actually had a sewing machine that she didn't use, a modern one, mm-hmm. and now he's going to work on that if he ever works on it. So it saves us a little
project
money.
Project on the back burner.
It's one of those things. You know, he wants to do it. Will he ever use it? Probably not. So now we at least have a way of finding out whether he's actually interested in sewing or not. And they make them computerized where, you know, you can make a shirt now. Just tells you how to do it.
My mom used to have a sewing machine, and because every time that we moved, which was often, because you know we were being chased by the cops, and
that's right, you were on the run for many years.
but every couple of years when we moved, she would make new curtains and new slip covers.
Yes.
So she'd be down there sewing away till late at night. Yeah.
Well, I think skirts are more in now,
really,
than dresses, obviously, because men are wearing the skirts.
Right. Yeah. That happens. Yeah. Okay, well, it is National Dress Day, wear a dress and be happy about it.
Now, in this day and age, it's dangerous to wear a dress.
Well, got to be careful, I guess. National Oreo Cookie Day today. It's also a whole bunch of foods. National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day, National Frozen Food Day, and National Dentist Day. So, set an appointment with your dentist today.
Dentist Day, do you have that cut?
Yeah.
What do you mean, that cut?
I thought maybe you were looking at the text Mark sent us.
I have not.
In honor of National Dentist Day, you'll be a dentist from the little shop of
horrors. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. All right. When we come back, we'll get into the history books and also check out any birthdays for today. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You'll be a dentist. You have a talent for causing pain. Hey! So be a dentist. People will pay you to be inhumane. Your temperament's wrong.
John, did you ever think about becoming a dentist?
No.
You have a talent for causing things pain.
Yes.
Yeah, it's National Dentist Day. 92.7 WMDX. Checking our WMDX clock on the wall. It's 6:21. And chilly out there this morning. High around 41. Right now it's 24 degrees. You checking your WMDX wristwatch?
Yes, I am. The WMDX Samsung watch is indicating that sunrise will be at 6:24.
Okay. Well, that's just a couple of minutes
away.
Yeah, good.
And sunset will take place at 5:54 tonight.
Okay. getting all ready for daylight saving time.
Yeah.
A big change happens this weekend.
I know. I've got outside lighting on the house, and I have to set the timer.
Oh,
I keep adjusting it, And they go on too early. It's just ridiculous how, you know, daylight is coming so much sooner now.
Well.
And we should enjoy this, because once we spring forward.
Right. It'll be dark again.
Yeah.
To start the show. Let's see. Is it time for a history book? What do we got today?
Boy, it sure is.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you opened the book ahead of time, so we wouldn't have to have
all that dust
in here. And
I used a really long stick to peel open the cover, because I've got a bit of a cold right now. I don't know what would happen
if I opened
the book.
We're working on it.
Okay.
But
yes. What's in the history?
We're going back to the 1830s first. What?
You sure it's a cold, or is it COVID maybe? You know, we don't know anymore, right?
Yeah. Did you take a COVID test?
Not yet. I suppose I can later today.
Are you feverish?
I don't think so. I don't have a thermometer.
Well, it's great that you would wait.
it's too late.
We'll be A-okay, John.
All right.
Okay. Today in 1836... Remember the Alamo. The Alamo fell on this day in 1836.
Okay.
Then they turned it into a rental company, and now they're doing fine.
That's right.
What?
Yeah. It turned out to be successful after all.
Have either of you seen the Alamo?
No.
I've never been there, but I have watched it in the Disney classic, Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
I saw it when I was in Texas for a school trip. There's like tons of stuff built around it now. Like, you see pictures of it in the old westerns.
Really?
It's just a building in the middle of the desert, but now it's like in the middle of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy looking. Huh. Today in 1857, it's the anniversary of one of the worst Supreme Court decisions ever, the Dred Scott decision.
Oh, yeah.
You familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
But, educators.
Well, it had to do with slavery. If you were a slave owner and you traveled with your slave to a northern state, they were still considered property in that state.
Right.
Dred Scott was
one of the worst decisions.
Yeah, it was a terrible decision. He was a slave who brought this decision to the courts, and they basically ruled that you don't have any legal authority to bring this case in the first place.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, that all changed with the 13th Amendment.
I was just thinking that a lot of people were introduced to the Alamo, at least a visual of it, in Pee Wee Herman's Great Adventure.
Thank you for sharing that.
I don't think I've seen the whole thing.
Oh, that is one of the best movies.
It's
so surreal.
Yeah. Okay, what else happened
Some
on this
chemistry
date?
History. Dmitri Mendeleev.
Right.
I got to pull up the Elements song here. He, on this day, published the first modern periodic table.
Okay.
Why did he do that?
Yeah. Why?
Just to confuse
us
all.
Not a good chemistry student, John?
Well, no. I did not like memorizing any of that stuff.
They made you memorize stuff?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. Today in 1950, Silly Putty was introduced to the public.
Okay. That was great. 1950? Boy, I didn't realize it would... I thought it was about 1960-ish. Okay.
What was your favorite thing to do with Silly Putty?
Get the Sunday comics and press it on the comic, pull it off, and then stretch it around.
I like bouncing it.
Yeah?
It was like a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was.
Remember Super Bowls? No one remembers those.
I don't know if they make those anymore.
Is it just a really bouncy ball?
Oh, yeah. Super compact. Yeah, they were fantastic.
How high would it bounce if we dropped it off the
roof? Oh, man, they really, really bounced.
Yeah,
you're unfamiliar with Super Bowls?
Well, I mean, I had bouncy balls when I was a kid, but not a
bouncy
Super Bowl.
Bouncy balls? Is that what you call balls?
bouncy ball?
Wow, okay, well.
No, Super Balls were really hard rubber.
Yeah.
And
very compacted, so when you tossed them down, they really bounced
they
well.
They really bounced well.
We were easily amused back in the early 60s.
That's what we did before cell phones.
Yeah, didn't take much. Anything else on this date?
Oh, Sherry, good morning to you as well.
Good morning,
she wished all of us a good morning.
Yeah. Today's the anniversary, 1981, of Walter Cronkite's last CBS Evening News broadcast.
Walter Cronkite.
Yeah. Yes. I pulled up a clip of it here, actually.
Did you?
His very last sign-off.
Let's hear it.
And that's the way it is. Friday, March 6th, 1981. I'll be away on assignment, and Dan Rather will be sitting in here for the next few years. Good night.
Without a break.
That lasted more than a few years. Yeah, yeah. Of course, he was joking when he said that.
Right.
And that's the way it is.
Walter Cronkite.
That's the way it is.
The most trusted man in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any birthdays? You got time for those?
We do. It's Ed McMahon's birthday. He was on the, what do you mean was?
He died like 20 years ago or something.
Okay, so. Yeah, it's still his birthday.
Okay.
He was sort of co-host to Johnny Carson, right?
Yeah.
He was the sidekick
announcer. Sure, yeah. Sure.
Yes.
I've never watched Johnny Carson.
Oh. So. Really? You've never watched a Johnny Carson
show? No.
Oh, God. Get on YouTube and enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, try it just once or twice. It's really entertaining. Yeah.
When did he quit his show, Johnny Carson? When did he retire?
Oh, boy. I'm going to guess 1990.
It is before your time.
We'll have to look that one up, Sam.
We'll take a look.
But it's fun.
It's also Shaquille O'Neal's birthday, the basketball player, Shaq.
How old is he?
Well, he's born in 72, so...
You do the math.
53.
Shaq is one of those sports guys that went into acting and he can't act. He can't deliver a line. He is, I have to say, he's a little bit better now.
Hmm.
Doing these ads, but man.
Okay.
All right.
Still looking up here. Never mind. He retired in 1992,
Johnny Carson.
Yep. 29 minutes past the hour, and when we come back, we'll be checking in with Dr. Tim Slucker.
We will.
From Busted Pencils on John and Gordy in the Morning.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning, overlooking State Street in the capital city, Madison, Wisconsin. A good morning to everybody out there.
6:34, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255, 879-TALK. You can also reach us via text with the Civic Media app.
We're talking to Dr. Tim Slucker from Busted Pencils this morning. And Tim, who knew that school would be out forever? Was going to be an actual reality someday.
Well, as far as the Department of Education is concerned, yeah.
Yeah, we finally got our wish. You know, we've been hoping one day that school would be over.
Yes,
and, you know, people say education is a lifelong journey.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. You know? It's over.
Yeah. Well, that's the big news on CNN today. It's expected that Donald Trump is going to sign the orders to dismantle the Department of Education.
And he keeps signing executive orders that have no power whatsoever, that are illegal, according to at least the separation of powers. But he keeps doing it. What the heck, right?
Yeah, nobody's stopping him yet.
No one's there to backstop.
They're trying to put the brakes on things, you know, with various court orders and such. So.
I'm going to have to learn from him, though, because mornings I get up and write down, you know, things that I want to happen during the day. Never creates any type of movement in the Slucker household.
That's right. I feel the same way in my household, too.
Mm-hmm.
They just laugh now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, sure, we'll get to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never. Well, you know what, though? Linda McMahon, though, actually, you know, she told everybody, you know, under her guidance, leadership, whatever you want to call it, that this was happening. It's a, you know, quote, this is our opportunity to perform one final unforgettable public service to future generations of students. I hope you will join me in ensuring that when our final mission is complete, we will all be able to say that we left American education freer, stronger,
oh my God,
and with more hope for the future.
Wow.
That's the Linda McMahon's quote?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. Yes, that was the email she sent to the Department of Ed staff over the weekend.
Well, that's encouraging, boy.
Again, on a final mission of greatness.
Yeah.
It, you know, nothing exemplifies an administration like one that would do away with the education department, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We got a quick text in here from Matt in Middleton. He says, we'll just let our phones educate us. Who needs people anymore?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, though, part of that, some of these people, I'm not sure I want them involved in my life anymore. Mm. It's so, think about that. You're this weekend, in the form of, we've got awesome mission, life-changing work to do. Mm-hmm. And really, you read through this and go, this letter says I'm fired.
Exactly.
Exactly. like, what kind of gaslighting is this crap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, Matt Middleton hit it on the head, though. You know, people just need to just read their phones from now on. We were just talking earlier about what we did before cell phones, bouncing silly putty.
Yeah.
Who knew
Super
that education would be something we did before cell phones?
There's so much that you can learn about the world with silly putty, right?
Yeah. See?
Dr. Tim, I'm curious, how long were you an educator? And you're still, I mean, you still do it, yeah. Right? From
Right. So I was a classroom teacher for 5 years. I was a higher education professor, teaching future teachers mm-hmm. for 15 years. I was a teacher education leader, dean and director of teacher education programs. I've been doing this for 30 some years.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe I should feel good knowing that that I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. now you can retire in complete happiness because of the encouragement from Linda McMahon.
I look at poor Sam. I mean, come on. How inspired are you, future teacher?
Yeah, to get into teaching.
Well, we'll muscle through it. We'll be all right. I hope.
So once they do their dirty work and dismantle the Department of Education, then in Washington, who picks up the slack on this? Just the states? Their local departments? The statewide education departments? Will they have to step in? And what will that look like?
Well,
what will that do?
Public education has always been a state right. State's issue, mm-hmm. The number one, guardian overseer of education are the states, down to the local. And so you can hear, early on in the Trump, plans, we want to send this back to the states where it belongs. Except though, when they don't do so say Wisconsin says, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So now we're going to do everything that you don't want to do, President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we didn't mean that kind of local control.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's a mess. It's a mixture. But I think we have to come down, though, to really understanding that for 40 years, this is not something that Donald Trump came up with. The pursuit of looking at some type of federal role in public education has been a target of the Republican Party, mm-hmm. not just the MAGA, not just the Tea Partiers, but the Republican Party has positioned itself anti-federal involvement in public education.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so any Republicans now who sit there and go, but this isn't what I meant. Well, yes, you did. Maybe you didn't think anybody afterwards was going to really take it seriously. But you all have paved the road, laid the railroad tracks, opened up a tunnel that you can get sucked through that Elon Musk can create some type of you know, vacuum seal like you do it at the bank. You guys created this, and now the problem is they're not going to own the destruction and the fallout.
Yeah, one of the big deals about doing away with these departments is doing away with their regulations and their oversight. And the Department of Education accumulated a lot of data to determine how well this country is doing with education. Mm-hmm. And it also is going to separate now all of these separate responsibilities it had to other departments. So now, because of those regulations being dispersed and gotten rid of, they can deny funding to schools, which they can't do now, but they can do if they put grants and funding for college education. If they put it in a different department, now they can actually dictate what those colleges teach, or they don't get the funding. So that's one of the objectives.
I think, you know, when you talk about the objectives, you know, this is where somebody might say, Tim and your people, you guys are just, you're creating much more fear than is the reality. But
no,
The objective has always been, you know, even 40 years ago, this realization that truly a powerful public education system rooted in some form of a democracy, science, knowledge, truth, that's a problem if you want to control people.
Right.
And it's this is really an anti-education for the masses message. You know, your education is back to going, what do you need to work, to pay attention, to shut up and do what we told you?
This has always been about trying to convince people that public education is liberal indoctrination. And that was their first argument many, many years ago, decades ago.
We're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker, one of the hosts of Busted Pencils, a podcast that you can get on the Civic Media app and the Civic Media Network. Let's go to the phones. Matt is on the line with a question for you, Dr. Tim. Go ahead, Matt.
Morning, guys. My question is, technology has certainly changed education, and I'm wondering if there's a way, if we do lose the Department of Education, that states that are more progressive and want to support education can maybe come up with new ways to mix Zoom kind of online schooling with in-person and maybe develop new systems that are maybe better than things now, or no?
No, Matt, that's a okay. Go to the first part of that point, which is okay. So there is no federal Department of Education. I was kind of making that statement going, so it's back to the states. So Wisconsin says, okay, great, we're going to create the most awesome statewide public education system out there, and we're going to actually take seriously some of the concerns or long-term history of going, hey, guess what? School doesn't work for all kids and all families. There are better ways potentially to educate some students in the rural settings so that they could have opportunities. And does technology allow us to actually create a better education system? The answer to that is, without the political influences, oh my goodness, yes. Actually, the advocacy for public education is the concept that we've always advocated for. Johnny and I on Busted Pencils are incredibly harsh critics of some of the teaching and learning that tries to go on in our public schools. So thinking about that, Matt, there is a liberating kind of lifting that says, hey, you know what? If we're going to take this seriously, that would be great. I got to come back, though, and say the Trump administration has no wishes of creating a free statewide public education system committed to educational excellency. But could we as states rally around that? Interesting concept.
Well, there are Republicans in each state as well. So I think they're going to stop that right away.
Let me just break.
Good question, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for that phone call. Again, our phone lines are open at the moment, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TEXT. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's the biggest sale of the year there. The mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. You can check them out on the east side or the west side of Madison, or go to verlo.com.
I just want to mention your last podcast. Johnny was quoted as saying something about what is going on with the Department of Education is antithetical to a healthy democracy. There is something in that podcast, a Dear Colleague letter. Does that have anything to do with the whole...
Yeah, this is, you know, what we tried to do was point out that from the executive order that President Trump signed, I think it was early in February, that essentially said, you know, we're going to do away with the Department of Education, no more teaching woke, you know, ideology, you know, no more allowing kids to get sex change operations at the nurse's office. We're going to do away with all of that, as if that had ever happened. But the Dear Colleague letter... Mm-hmm. came out of the Office of Civil Rights in the Department of Education that actually clarified that, saying, hey, principals, hey, deans, hey, college presidents, here's what you're not allowed to do anymore.
We'll continue this in just a moment.
Stay with us. Dr. Tim Slecker will be with us on the other side of the break. It is 6:49. You're listening to John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
Let me correct that phone number that I gave out before. I apparently misread it, right?
Well, you know.
These things happen.
It happens.
Yeah, a slip of gear every once in a while.
You can always correct it, just like Elon Musk does.
Right. It's 608-879-8255 or 879-TALK. Okay, that's the number. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years doing lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning, commercial or residential, and they take care of it all. Again, celebrating 65 years in business, three offices in southern Wisconsin, Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. Check out their great website, davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com.
We're talking to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, as we do each and every Thursday morning. And we were talking about the Dear Colleague letter and the influence that this might have on curriculum.
Right.
Yeah. And I point that out pretty, you know, strongly in the podcast, because when you read the Dear Colleague letter, again, this is a letter to principals, to superintendents, anybody receiving federal money for education. So colleges at the University of Wisconsin system got a Dear Colleague letter. And, you know, it comes off of, this is, again, very problematic, a Supreme Court case that said, hey, you can't consider race when you're deciding who gets into college, right? That was it. Somehow that got interpreted into, hey, guess what? You can't talk about race in curriculum. Right. In fact, it goes back to then some of these other kind of concerns of saying, you know, the reason why we don't want you to talk about race is because some kids might interpret that as you saying that white people might have done bad things to other races. And we don't want white people feeling bad about that.
Right. Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You know.
And so this to me really creates for that fifth grade teacher out there about ready to teach, you know, the triangle trade, slavery history, going like, I don't think I really want to teach this because I might get in trouble.
Right.
Right.
And so it's not about truly the law. 'Cause I think you take that through, it hopefully would get litigated to go teacher was allowed to teach triangle trade. That's part of the curriculum. What happens though is that it stops people from doing it before they even do it. It's a chilling effect. Mm-hmm. And there's a culture of fear. And if you have a culture of fear when you're a teacher, think about that. Then students, our children, are not getting the best education because teachers are afraid to do their job.
That's right. All under the threat of DEI. Right. I mean, that's that's what it's all about. And you even addressed that. I thought it was really a great comment. Diversity is a fact of life. Isn't that so true? Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And inclusion is a unifying force, which isn't bad either. And then equity is simply fairness.
Yeah.
Right.
It's again, it's that idea came and went, I guess. Just Johnny and I didn't, you know.
Well, now they're using, DEI not to plant trees in black neighborhoods because that would be, you know, we're again using color in order to accomplish planting trees. Just in one of the most amazing uses of DEI, era anti-DEI.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, no one asked the trees what they thought.
That's true.
I think we have time for a quick phone call here. Mark is on the line. Mark, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, it's interesting. Today is Judge Taney recognition, the Taney decision day. That it's interesting that, you know, and the Taney decision was worse than just saying you're a slave no matter where your master takes you. It actually said that, you know, that African Americans had no rights at all, that any person should have to respect it all. And that's echoed in the cornerstone speech that Alexander Stevens gave about the Confederacy. Is the cornerstone of the Confederacy was slavery, which virtually echoed that and said that, you know, the natural position of the black man and woman is that of a slave. And how do we teach that in history class, and how do we whitewash that and say, well, that was just, you know, that really didn't mean that they're bad people or anything like that. It was just, you know, that not addressing ignorance of the whole comment at all, but I mean, that how do we get around that? Because Republicans certainly do not want that taught.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Good question.
Well,
Thank you, Mark.
And so that's, you know, Mark brings that up, right? Pre all of the anti-DEA woke movement, what Mark just said was a fact.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and facts used to be things that we wanted teachers to teach.
right.
You know, it used to be one of those things that we went, wow, we really like when teachers teach kids facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
I don't know. Yeah, what?
Well,
yeah.
You know, a lot of this does discourage creativity in the classroom as well. It discourages teachers from going out and doing something a little different, a different approach to the classes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It really does. It takes away the passion.
Yeah.
Well, we have to leave it there, Tim. Dr. Tim Slecker, thank you for joining us. I want to remind you, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education, drops with new podcasts Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can hear it also on Saturday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Tim. Talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Right around the corner after news, we will talk with Savannah Tomei Olson, get the top stories of the day. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
Let the sunshine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.